Sports. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police Minister Senzo Mchunu says suspects who gunned down an officer in Richards Bay will be brought to book. He made the remarks at the funeral service of Captain Mandla Kubisa in Eskaleni yesterday. Kubisa was shot and killed while responding to a house robbery in the area over a week ago. It's understood his wife, who was also caught in the crossfire, is still recovering in hospital. Minister Mchunu says police are making progress in finding the perpetrators.
A little bit of consolation is that whoever did it, whoever he was, at least one of them, fell there. And the others are arrested, and I'm definitely sure that the others, the remaining two, will be arrested. That should console us. That should further help us to close the chapter on Captain Kubisa.
A ratepayers association in Port Shepston has once again asked the Rangonyeni municipality to resolve the ongoing workers' strike. Municipal employees downed tools 4 weeks ago over a dispute related to the job grading process. The Albersville Ratepayers Association, Saludin Musa, says the strike has severely affected service delivery, including refuse collection and electricity supply. He says the work stoppage is taking a toll on the community.
It doesn't look like there's any compromise anytime soon. And the people are left to fend for themselves, clearing up our streets, refuse, electricity.
At least 15 bodies have been recovered from pits in a southeastern state of Mexico plagued by drug cartel violence. In a post on X yesterday, a state governor detailed an operation to restore stability to Fresca, where rival gangs have been involved in a turf war. Eduardo Ramirez says 4 people have been arrested, although he didn't confirm their link to the deaths. And Cambodia has pardoned and sent home 13 Philippine women who were jailed over a scheme to become surrogate mothers, an outlawed practice in the country. They were among 24 foreign women detained by Cambodian police in September and then sentenced to 4 years in prison for attempted cross-border human trafficking earlier this month. Officials say the women were taken to a government shelter for trafficking victims in Manila this morning. Your top story this hour, Police Minister Senzo Mchunu says suspects who gunned down an officer in Richards Bay will soon be brought to book. He made the remarks at the funeral service of Captain Mandla Kubisa, who was killed in the line of duty in Eskaleni last week. Find more on these and other stories at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.